Hey y'all, I'm your host, Rita Mercer, your wellness coach, licensed counselor, and virtual friend on this wild and crazy journey called life. On this show, we talk about loss and love, mindset and coping skills, and everything in between to give you all the tools to live fully and freely in all things wellness. Get ready to experience a reset and welcome in more abundance and joy, freedom, wisdom, and wellness. Hey, you got this. This is the Daring Well podcast. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome back, Daring listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Daring Well podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about healing through loss. As we embark on the start of a new season, let's take a moment to reflect on all the new beginnings and on our past seasons of loss. It's my hope that you'll walk away from today's episode with so much more emotional strength to embrace loss with a newfound sense of hope and a new starting place for reflection and healing. So let's get started. As I was preparing to share this with you, I quickly realized how many ways loss intersects and overlaps our life and our identity. With this topic of loss being so big, I thought it would be best to split it up into two episodes. So today, we're going to start with the episode of how to heal through loss. So please tune in for a future episode to learn more about the topic of loss further so you can further experience more growth and learn some practical ways to navigate through loss. First, let's tackle the reality of loss. Loss is just, it's hard. So let's just normalize that. Loss is just a part of our human experience. It's often painful and usually something that we shy away from talking about. Maybe because we don't have the language to talk about it or the words to qualify it. Or maybe because we don't even recognize the experience of a loss. So let's change that today. Let's start with putting a name to the loss so that we can start our healing journey. While we may want to avoid talking about loss, on the Daring Well podcast, we lean into discomfort because we know that there's healing on the other side of this loss. Loss can show up in so many different ways, from the passing of a loved one to the ending of a relationship, or from the loss of a job to the loss of a lifelong dream. Loss can even be disguised as success. So becoming an entrepreneur, starting a new job, a new promotion, moving to a new town, a new house, a new marriage, a new child, or even starting with a new health and wellness journey. So some of these success type losses can show up as loss of identity, loss of familiarity and comfort, loss of structure and organization, loss of time, loss of schedule or predictability. Regardless of however loss shows up in your life, yesteryear, today, or tomorrow, loss can leave us with a deep sense of emptiness and a void and even the fear of the unknown, wondering what does come next, while cautiously waiting for the other shoe to drop. But let's not stop there. Let's take a moment to acknowledge the emotions associated with the loss and account for the impact of the loss. Non-death losses refer to experiences of loss and grief that do not involve the physical death of a person. Instead, they encompass a wide range of loss itself. Some more examples of non-death losses include loss of relationship, loss of job, loss of health, loss of identity, loss of dreams, loss of opportunities, loss of financial stability, loss of trust, loss of independence, and so many more things that loss accompanies. These losses can bring about intense emotional responses in our emotions, in our thoughts, and even in our body. These can even feel similar to those experienced with a death, including feelings of grief, sadness, anger, irritability, anxiety, confusion, and even a deep sense of numbness. When we don't make space for naming the emotions and validating non-death losses, we can be left with feelings of isolation, shame, guilt, rejection, abandonment, and even a deep sense of feeling alone, prolonging our healing journey. Non-death losses are often dismissed or even overlooked in the conversations about grief and loss. Yet they can deeply impact and overwhelm our emotional, mental, physical, financial, social, and spiritual well-being. These losses can even threaten our core sense of truth, our sense of identity and purpose and direction in life. By creating massive existential crises, recognizing and honoring these losses is essential for healing, it's essential for growth and resilience. Whenever we face a loss, there's an opportunity hidden amidst all of that pain, an opportunity to grow and find new meaning and cultivate resilience to find our true self. Consider the loss as an opening, a gateway to a deeper understanding of ourselves and an expansion of our awareness through our capacity to heal. Let's just pause and check in for a moment. How do you feel about the loss? What did the loss teach you? Who are you now? So take a moment and just pause and think about that. How do you feel about the loss? So what emotions would you associate with that loss? How did the loss teach you? So what did you gain from that loss? And who are you now? How has your identity shifted as a result of the loss? I invite you to consider the loss that it's just not a conclusion. If you let it, it can be a doorway to a new beginning. Loss can offer us the opportunity to pause, to reflect, to reevaluate, to reassess, and even to redefine our lives. The redwood trees in California offer us a beautiful lesson of healing through adversity. Redwood trees are some of the biggest, most majestic trees. And yes, I am a tree hugger. I love and am fascinated by trees and their strength and how unique each tree is. But looking at the redwood trees, they've adapted. They've learned how to survive and even benefit from wildfires. When a fire sweeps through a redwood forest, it clears away debris and competing vegetation, creating space for new seeds to germinate and grow. Redwood cones, which are sealed shut by resin, they open and release their seeds in response to intense heat of a fire. This process not only allows the next generation of redwood trees to take root and grow, but also gives room for them to thrive. Just like the redwood trees, we also experience personal adversity. The experience of facing and overcoming challenges can create new opportunities for growth, resilience, transformation, and pave a way for a new, brighter future. The redwood trees teach us that loss is not the end, but it's a beautiful start to a new beginning. It's an opportunity to lean into the hard seasons of our life so that we can usher in new growth and learn how to heal through loss. The redwood's ability to withstand and even thrive in the worst conditions, the most adverse conditions, offers us a powerful glimpse and a metaphor into healing through adversity, emphasizing resilience, support, and growth. As we journey through the healing process, we can experience growth if and only if we choose to embrace the lessons that's embedded in the loss. So as we start to wrap up, let's look at some next steps. So here's the thing about loss. It's not just an ending. It's also a beginning. It's an opportunity to reassess, to regroup, and to pivot. It's a chance to make space, to notice the transition, and to learn how to pivot through loss. Reframing our mindset is so key. It's key to understanding the potential for positive change. Do you remember how a caterpillar morphs into a butterfly? Actually, that's our Darren Will logo, the butterfly. That's what it represents, the change and the transformation. A butterfly has to go through a period of loss, losing its old form, and to transform into something more beautiful. Just like the butterfly and the redwood trees, our losses can become stepping stones to become more stronger and more resilient. Change is inevitable. It's going to happen with or without our permission. So regardless if we like it, we're always going to come face to face with change and with loss. So if you can imagine the process of how a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly, That's us. After loss, post-COVID, post-college, post-breakup, post-job change, post-health diagnosis. We're not who we were before. And that's okay. That's okay, my friend. We can now stand in the light and the truth of who we are, and the truth that we're stronger now, more adaptable, more flexible to the many ebbs and flows of life. We have the power within us to take on painful loss and allow it to transform us into a positive change. So starting today, I want you to give yourself permission to dream beyond this present moment. Allow yourself to imagine beyond the pain, beyond the loss, and see yourself on the other side of loss and on that healing side. Imagine yourself standing in a place of peace, in a place of fullness, in a place of healing and self-acceptance. This is you, my friend, taking a new step in your healing journey. And you're living a life that's so full, that's so abundant, that's full of so many colors, and so much more meaningful before the loss. Can you see that? Can you imagine that? What does that feel like? Just take a moment and just notice that. Let's take a moment to look at some mental triggers. Understanding some mental triggers can help us move through loss and can help direct us towards a path of healing, accepting the value of loss. So reflecting on the absence of what was lost and acknowledging its value. Take a moment to honor the value that the loss represents, as well as understand the transformation that comes with that loss. So, for example, accepting the loss of a job could lead to redirection of your career goals and your career dreams. Or accepting the loss of a relationship could lead you to a path of wholeness and self-discovery of your values and your needs, leading you to personal growth, establishing the need for healthy and a more balanced relationship. Another mental trigger is practicing grace. So practicing grace through loss can look like giving yourself the gift of kindness and forgiveness. So just noticing your positive self-talk. The last mental trigger that I want to encourage you to consider is social proof. Remembering that you're not alone in this experience of loss. Just like so many others that have experienced loss and walked similar life paths. And you too, my friend, you will find your path and your way to healing. Next, let's look at some ways to navigate healing and growth. If you want to heal, if you want to grow, and if you want to navigate loss well, here's a few practical tips. As you take your first step towards healing and growth, I encourage you to take a moment to reflect and honor and acknowledge your non-death losses. I encourage you to embrace vulnerability and self-compassion to allow you to make more space to validate your experiences and your emotions. I encourage you to seek out support from loved ones, from support groups, from a mental health counselor or wellness and life coach. You're welcome to reach out to yours truly at info@darrenwell.com or to research some of our programs on darrenwell.com to get support and gain insight during these seasons of loss and transition. I also encourage you to engage in self-reflective healing practices such as mindfulness, journaling, therapy, creative expression as ways to boost your emotional regulation and to build in some resilience. If you're looking for some free resources for wellness tips, I do have a free wellness guide. I'll put the link in the show notes for you to download. Remember, there is purpose in the pain, but you will never see it or experience the fullness of it if you only focus on the pain. So I invite you to pause and to hold both of these two truths as you walk through the season of loss, the truth of pain and the truth of healing. Healing is not just a linear process, and it's okay and it's absolutely and perfectly normal to have ups and downs as you go through loss and transition. Just don't stay there. Take some small steps each day to move through loss. Until next time, keep living, keep loving, and keep daring well. Take care and God bless, my dear. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Daring Well podcast. I hope you found inspiration, insights, and practical tips that will support you on your holistic wellness journey. Remember, True well-being encompasses more than just the physical. It's all about nurturing your mind, body, and spirit in perfect harmony. I encourage you to take what you've learned today and integrate it into your everyday life, one day and one step at a time. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to continue exploring the world of holistic wellness, be sure to subscribe to the Daring Well podcast so you never miss an episode filled with transformative conversations and actionable advice. And if you're looking for even more inspiration and encouragement to embrace a holistic wellness lifestyle, be sure to follow us on social media. See all of our social media links in the bio to follow Daring Well for daily doses of holistic wellness tips and community support. Thank you again for being part of the Daring Well podcast community. Together, let's dare to live well in mind, body, and spirit. Until next time, keep daring well and embracing the journey one day at a time. Take care. God bless.